Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about winter weather's effect on spring and summer insects. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Blake Layton, Mississippi State University Extension Entomologist. Dr. Layton, during the wintertime, we don't seem to have as many bugs around. So when we see a hard freeze like we did this year, does that affect our insect populations in upcoming spring and summer?
That's a question we get quite often following winters like this, Amy, because we had single-digit temperatures. But unfortunately, these cold winters don't reduce our overall insect populations as much as we might wish. Now, there's little subtle differences there, and we can talk about those.
That's unfortunate to hear that the hard freeze doesn't kill all the mosquitoes. How do insects survive winter?
Insects survive winter in different ways. Most insects, like fire ants, for example, they're in the soil. They kind of continue to be active, but not as active as they are in the summer, and they're insulated from freezing temperatures. On the other extreme, we've got some insects, like the eastern tent caterpillar that gets on the black cherry trees. They have winter as eggs just out there on the twig, so whatever that air temperature is, they're exposed to that. But those things can survive winter into Canada. So that's the two mechanisms that most insects use to survive winter. Another example would be fall armyworm. They just leave in the wintertime. They're not here anymore. But in most cases, they either are in a cocoon or some protected site like that, or they're just out there in an egg stage, but they have antifreeze in their body that keeps them from suffering.
So it's kind of like they go into hibernation, some of them.
In the insect world, that's called diapause, but it means hibernation.
What insect species do you want to discuss today?
The ones I get the most questions about, number one, is fire ants. Will this reduce our fire ants? And it's true that fire ants are subject to winter kill because that's what keeps them from being north of Tennessee, for example. It's when the soil freezes so deep that it's going to reach them down in the soil. But following these 5-degree temperatures that we had here in Starkville, I've poked my finger in a lot of fire ant mounds, and every one of them, I didn't leave it there very long,
so, yeah.
And every one of them responded by active fire ants. So they made it through that freezing temperature. Another one we get questions about are mosquitoes, and there's a lot of different species of mosquitoes. The southern house mosquito is one of our common species. It survives throughout Mississippi, so it's going to do all right this winter.
What about termites?
Termites is another one that people ask about, but the subterranean termites that we have, again, they're like fire ants. They're down in the soil. Depending on where they are, they may not even know it got cold this winter. You know, if they're under the slab of a house and feeding in the walls of a heated house. So they're well protected.
What about roaches?
Cockroaches, especially like German cockroaches, that's another that unfortunately is not affected much by winter temperatures because they're inside our house or in protected environments around the perimeter of our house. We do have a few species, the good news, that are affected by winter temperatures. Insects that are native to Mississippi, well, usually they're native to states and areas north of us, too, so they're adapted to our winters. It's insects that are not native that come from tropical or subtropical climates. Those are the ones that are more likely to suffer when we have an abnormally cold winter.
Okay, so what are some examples of the tropical ones?
Let's look at two species of stink bugs. We have southern green stink bug here, and so when we have cold winters like this, we see a big reduction in southern green stink bugs. There's been a new stink bug that's been coming into the state from southern climates called the red-banded stink bug, causing a lot of damage in soybeans and vegetable gardens, called a red-banded stink bug. That thing can't handle cold weather at all, so I don't think we're going to see many of those, at least for this year until maybe real late in the year.
What about bees?
Honeybees can overwinter into Canada, and the way they do that, they don't like cold weather, but they cluster around their brood and they cluster in the center of their hive, and they stay warm by buzzing and vibrating their body and generating heat. And so they can handle the cold temperature, but they need food to be able to do that. So the danger for honeybees is if they run out of honey before the winter's over and they can get out and forage, they will die of starvation. And often that happens in early spring when it might look like, hey, it's warm, they've made it through the winter, but they don't have anything to eat.
For those of us who have insect-related questions, we can visit extension.msstate.edu and look under publications. Is that correct?
That's correct. We have publications about a lot of different commodities and areas there.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Blake Layton, entomologist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.